and Portugal too. Thousands of residents have been forced from their homes. Across Europe, officials have detected more than 1,000 fires since the start of the year, double the long-term average. And since January, wildfires have burned almost 400,000 acres of land. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The company that operates the Keystone Pipeline has agreed to a settlement totaling $70 million for an oil spill in Kansas 3 years ago. As Kaylin Moore reports, officials call it one of the largest inland oil spills in recent history.
The oil spill in northern Kansas totaled more than 500,000 gallons that affected Prairie, Cropland, and Mill Creek in Washington County. In a press release, the Environmental Protection Agency said South Bow, the company in charge of the pipeline, violated the Clean Water Act. South Bow has agreed to pay a civil penalty of almost $27 million and complete projects to prevent further damage, costing approximately $40 million. The company also agreed to contribute $3 million to the state of Kansas for natural resource restoration projects. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A citizen petition to halt the development of data centers in Emporia has failed. KSNT reports the city of Emporia issued a press release yesterday stating it received the petition earlier this week, but the petition signatures do not comply with Kansas statutory requirements. That means the petition cannot move forward. The group Emporia Neighbors United say they are revising the petition and will try to run it again. The Ellsworth County attorney has filed charges against the parents of two Kansas children who were shot and killed by their sibling earlier this year. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation announced that Aaron and Michaela French of Brookville have been charged with four felony counts of aggravated child endangerment. Officials say that their investigation determined that in March, a young child in the Brookville home found a loaded, unsecured shotgun, then shot and killed two siblings, a 5-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy. Our forecast for the KPR listening area, mostly sunny skies today with highs getting up to the upper 80s. Light winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies for tomorrow as well with highs in the upper 80s. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Magnificent 2 weeks, Americans learned why we should care about soccer, and then were reminded why we don't. Join us for the news quiz that uses its hands. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, right after Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies today. We're looking for highs in the upper 70s, rather upper 80s, I should say. Light winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 70s, and sunny for tomorrow. It'll look a lot like today with highs again in the upper 80s. It's 74 degrees in Atchison, 75 in Emporia, 75 here in Lawrence, 74 in Manhattan, and 75 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
I'm Louise Schiavone with these headlines. President Trump
loves thumbing through old postcards.
Dear Dolores, I went to the largest ball of twine in Kansas. You'd never believe how big it is.
And his album captures that feeling. Listen on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock. On Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday, including a new film about journalist Amy Goodman. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday. Then stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock on both KPR1 and KPR2. Mostly sunny skies, a beautiful day in store for us today with highs getting up to the upper 80s. Light winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight tonight with lows in the upper 70s. And for tomorrow, sunny and again, highs in the upper 80s. It's 75 degrees in Atchison, 76 in Emporia, 75 in Manhattan, 76 in Topeka. Here at Broadcasting Hall, it's 75 degrees. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas band The Lost Keys for the final Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 12th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Support for NPR or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from Integrative Therapeutics, maker of Cortisol Manager, a formula created by Integrative Therapeutics with the goal of supporting the body's natural stress response. Available at Amazon.com. This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz coming up next, followed by the Moth Radio Hour. Today on the Moth.
I grew up in China, went to college at a coastal city called Tianjin. Never heard of it? It's okay. Small town, 14 million population.
Join us for true stories of leaving home, tennis rivalries, and Cameroon. That's next time on the Moth Radio Hour from PRX.
The Moth Radio Hour coming up at 11 o'clock this morning, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 79 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Alzo Slade.
And I'm Peter Sagal. The U.S. men's team is out of the World Cup. So the question for America now is, does this mean soccer is stupid again? We'll ask what might continue to hold our interest, plus musician Jason Narduzzi, who's played with everyone from Superchunk to actor Michael Shannon, finds out what it's like to play with us. And Alzo Slade, now that he's gone on the road with us a few times, lays down the law.
Rule 24, early risers, keep it down.
We'll ask who really wants to sleep in on our quiz, coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dan Roman. President Trump is threatening more strikes in Iran, this in response to what he says are threats to assassinate him. But is it
for 35 years, sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today, highs getting up to the upper 80s with light winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 79 degrees and sunny in Lawrence. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an
Journal Pulitzer Prize-winning author and historian Rick Atkinson.
I spent a lot of time trying to understand what's going on the other side of the hill, what the British are doing.
That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
Our mission at Kansas Public Radio is to provide you with quality arts and information programming. That's why we'd like to hear from you. Take our annual Media and Technology Survey. Let us know how you get your news, music, and entertainment. It'll help us serve our community in the best way possible. Take the survey today and make your voice heard at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and
Mad Cowboy Recording Company and its founder, Matthew Mullnix.
So let's enjoy the ride, darling, take
we'll hear tracks from their repertoire as well as interview with Matthew Mullnix, founder of Sad Cowboy Recording Company in Lawrence, Kansas, this week on 105 Live, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. On this ride.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Artera with Susan Hancock, bringing the golden age of jazz to the stage. 7 p.m. Friday, July 31st. Cover at the door or online at macellisonline.com. And from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can find a complete program schedule for both KPR1 and KPR2. You can also take our new online survey. It's our annual Media and Technology Survey. You can tell us how you consume news, music, and entertainment. It helps us serve you in the best way possible. Make your voice heard at kansaspublicradio.org.
You might not think it now, but
insurance all in one place and provides customized protection for what matters most. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
This week on This American Life, when Lynette started hanging out with a group of friends she met, feeding the homeless, helping disabled people, she felt amazing.
I, for the first time in my life, I'm doing what I want to do with my time. I'd never really been free like that before, and it didn't last long, did it?
How this very regular-seeming Texas mom ended up pleading guilty to a terrorism charge. That's this week.
Join us for This American Life coming up at noon today on Kansas Public Radio, right after the Moth Radio Hour. Support for the Moth on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
from PRX. This is the Moth Radio Hour.
In Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas band The Lost Keys for the final Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox tomorrow at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Join us this afternoon on KPR for Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist. Today we'll hear Flight of the Bumblebees, vocalies, and more from instruments you might not expect. Classics by Request with Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
From PRX, this is...
Pitching Us Your Own Story, and to learn all about The Moth, go to our website, themoth.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Our mission here at KPR is to provide you, our listeners, with quality arts and information across Kansas and beyond, and we'd like to hear from you. We're inviting you to take our annual Media and Technology Survey. Let us know how you consume music, news, and entertainment. Your response helps us better understand what you'd like and need. Take the survey today. Make your voice heard at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next is This American Life here on KPER. Coming up in less than a minute. Sunny skies this afternoon, a beautiful day, highs in the upper 80s today. Clear skies overnight tonight with lows in the upper 70s. And then for tomorrow, it'll look a lot like today, sunny skies with highs again in the upper 80s. It's 83 in Atchison, 84 in Emporia, 84 here in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. The time is 12:01.
From WBEZ Chicago, This American Life, I'm Ira Glass.
Yes, we need the police.